Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hunting for that perfect home can be quite daunting. Call Vincent Mortgage first and let us guide you through the process. We have over 25 years of experience helping families purchase their new home in as little as 8 days. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
Heaven. Full of tech. And we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
hemorrhoids.
Vomit.
And toenail fungus.
And we're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 26th edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Brought to you today by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, the second longest running advertiser we have with 20 years as part of this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 or 21. Thompson Price, the place you have to include, whether you talk to just the one or 10 companies about remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, make sure the name Price is in at least one of the people you speak with. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. And now, this. At the control board. It's Eon, the peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. A little woozy today after the show.
Oh, by the way, wait till we get finished with the introductions. I got an email from a listener explaining this.
Oh, good. Because yeah.
There really is something. We were right. There is, and I'll tell you what it is after you do your sponsor.
Okay, I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE, and if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Strauss is out for a couple of days. If you were to go out among the people in St. Louis, the people certainly who have lived here for a while, and you just said, I want a quick answer, you have 2 seconds to even think about it. Greatest traffic reporter ever. Like that, they'd say Alan Barklage. They would. But he's not with us
anymore. Right. Oh, yeah.
So we got other people. Like this guy, Tim Weiland, sitting in for Dan Strauss. Tim, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
There you go. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Ratboy wants to get in on some of this election stuff. He saw where Jay-Z is going to do a concert, at least one, maybe more, for Hillary. And, you know, these celebrities, they like to market stuff, their own perfume, maybe they have a... Well, he has got, and I think it's a good idea for Jay-Z, a product... And I thought it was going to be like Z's hamburgers or Z's cookie. No, it's what was it? Z's what? Z's cheese for Jay-Z. Yeah, see, here, Tim, positive reaction. Get on it. Look for it soon in the store near you. Z's cheese, invented by Rat Boy. Please give it up for Bruce Limpfrist in the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. In a moment, I will share the email that I got from Ron, who explains why the calls were weird and why everything else is weird. Why we just lost connection with people. A couple of times were just these unexplained glitches like a ghost. Have the answer. But first, you're going to pay attention to me if you're thinking about remodeling a kitchen or bathroom. It's not hard to find horror stories from people that'll say things like, oh, man, don't do it. Yeah, we had somebody remodel our kitchen. We would never go through that again. Well, they did not use Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. We have one lady that we happen to know, and I remember when she talked to my wife, they were without a kitchen for 4 months because the company, when they came in originally, they overlooked a couple of things like, oh, there's a support beam here or whatever, and the thing had to be redone. No. 3 weeks for us, and our kitchen was gutted. And in 3 weeks, we had a working kitchen. The fourth week was for the, you know, the pretty stuff, the cosmetic stuff, and the whatever the finishing touches are that they do. Thompson Price will put you through a process. They're going to want a lot of questions answered. And your initial reaction to that may be, what the heck? I don't want... Yes, you do want to. And you answer them and you think about them, because each thing they want to know from you, there's a reason for it. And it all those little things together will end up being the perfect kitchen. The perfect kitchen for you and your family. The only one in the world that is absolutely perfect for your family. Talk to two or three other companies if you want. That's fine. Never let price alone be the reason you're making a decision, because the expression, you get what you pay for, usually true. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com. Well, here it is. It says, this hot off the printer. Frank, listening to your show today, and I've got the reason you're having issues with your callers. Today is Howl at the Moon Night, October 26th. And then he attaches an article, and the headline is October 26th, Worldwide Howl at the Moon Night. Here's what it says. This year, it's not a full moon, but it's getting close. Technically, the moon is waxing gibbous.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I think we all
know about that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't? It was drilled into us in school. It's waxing gibbous and won't reach full until Monday, but that is no reason to stop howling at it. If you're looking for some food after your nightmare yodeling, try a mincemeat tart. I guess this is like wolf stuff that you need to know. October 26th is also National Mincemeat Day. I know it's not a common dish, but it's delicious. And then it closes with this. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is it, man, that you are mindful of him?
What?
The son of man, that you care for him. That was the attachment. Isn't that beautiful?
Wow.
Meaning, I guess, the creator created the moon and the stars, and maybe when he did it, he thought, oh, every few months, I think I'll screw everybody up down there, and I'll reposition the moon and whatever. But it is Howl at the Moon Night, and I don't know beyond that what that means. What is mincemeat? What is that?
It's,
I don't think I've even had it. Does it kind of look like a pecan pie?
I think it's kind of like ground beef for us. I think overseas they call it mincemeat. But I could be incorrect.
I don't know if I've ever had.
I always thought it's what you said.
Hey, look who's here, Tim Wiley.
Oh, hey.
I always thought it was what you said. It was something like a pecan pie, and they call it mincemeat. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's not actually meat, which is going to really make Peon look stupid if that's true. I don't think it's meat.
There's two definitions. One is minced meat, which would be ground beef, but the other is a mixture of currants, raisins, sugar, apples, candy, citrus, peels, spices, and suet. Typically
suet.
Baked in a pie, so a mincemeat pie. Yeah.
What the heck is suet?
Pig fat, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
So, so minced meat is not meat. Minced meat is something else. That's what we're talking about. So there you go. Once again, the learning show. Thank you, Ron, for the... And then it was yesterday, I believe, that Kevin, a listener, made a point to warn us so we could warn other people about the filthy lyric in the old C.W. McCall song, Convoy. Now, that's from, 70s or something? Mid-70s? And all this time, nobody caught it but Kevin. Because here's what's happened. We've trained people We have taught people how to listen for the vulgarity and the filth in lyrics, even back in the 50s, that an average ear wouldn't pick up. But they've been with us, and they've learned the secrets. And so Kevin picked something right out of this song. It has always been there. Did we notice it? No. Subliminal vulgarity, it's called it. SV. Well, RSV, Radio Subliminal Vulgarity. Do you have the convoy thing?
Right? Yes.
All right. And I will play it. After he says, come on and join our convoy, ain't nothing going to get in our way. Then he says, we're going to roll this effing convoy. I'll tell you when it comes up.
Now, Beaver, you are trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drink.
Come on. I should say, come on and join. And here it comes. We're going to roll this. Kim, did you hear it?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Clears a bell.
Yes.
Can you isolate just that part?
Roll this.
We're
going to
roll
convoy.
This effing convoy. And I remember children listening to that song in the car. Can you get it somewhere just around? Again. That's it. I feel dirty. Now that we did it again. Now I feel dirty. And folks, I'm sorry, but it's coming soon. The Brenda Lee warning, because it doesn't seem to have sunk in. I still hear it in malls and stuff. How many years do we have to tell them?
Oh, my goodness.
It is inappropriate to say, maybe we'll have some effing pie. It's inappropriate. But the world doesn't seem to care. And every year, they keep playing it. Hillary Clinton, we said earlier, is 69 years old today. Today is her birthday. We don't know why that number is funny. Dr. Doug was not with us today. He's somewhere in the world saving an animal's life. That's 3 weeks in a row. Boy, he better have some stories when he comes back. And had he been here, he would have been brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. And now, and boy, is this a popular segment, it is time for the outdoor segment. This is, I think, the most popular segment we have.
Yes, most requested.
The outdoor segment, and it's brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Well, welcome to the outdoor segment, everybody. I have with me today, I have Peon, and I have Tim Weiland, who's sitting... Thank you, you can fade the music out. And I have Tim Weiland, who's sitting in for Dan Strauss. Tim, you like to go outside.
Oh, I love going outside, yeah.
Dan, Peon, you like it.
Sure.
You? Being outside. And I like it, too. And that unanimous voting for going outside concludes today's outside segment.
Outside segment?
What did I say?
You said the outside segment?
Outdoors. What do we call it? I forgot.
The outdoor segment?
Yeah, the outdoor segment. Yeah, that's it. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed it. And, yes, you can hear, a lot of people say, I want to hear that again, that outdoor segment. Yeah, podcast. We have them, and you can grab that. It was brought to you and always is brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri, in the heart of Osage Beach, down in the valley. Now, it's another thing. It's across the street from Walmart, essentially. Not really, but not far. I'll tell you what's across from Staples. Look for Staples. And across the street, you'll see this little place. You'll see Pistols Plus. And you'll go, well, that doesn't look like anything. Get inside. Take your kids with you. It's like a stuffed animal museum in there. And all the stuff you need and want for handguns, long guns, archery, it's all at Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. This is not a joke. It actually is a real story. A guy who filed for divorce after he saw his wife without makeup. Now, I'm going to tell you that I know women and have known women, and I think most everybody has, that you never see without makeup, ever. I mean, they walk out to get the paper in the morning. That makeup is on. And evidently, that's what happened here. She never had to be in a situation where he saw her without makeup, and says they went swimming at the Al Mamzar Beach in Sharaha, wherever that is. And when she came out of the water, her makeup had washed off, and her false eyelashes had come off, and one of her colored contacts, and he didn't know that her eyes weren't that color. And so he's watching right in front of him, and she just kind of comes apart. And he's filed for divorce because now he realizes she's not attractive. She's not very attractive. You ever known a woman like that, though, that won't, especially in the South, they won't go to the grocery store?
Oh,
unless
sure.
That, yeah. Unless that hair is perfect and that makeup is perfect. There's a great joke. When I read the part where it said her makeup came off, her eyelashes came off, I think I crammed this in as a bonus joke. And it's about two people on a train, and the train is it's oversold. So they ask for volunteers to share a cabin, and there's really no choice except this guy has to share a cabin with his woman. So she says, I'm going to make this very clear. You take the upper bunk. This is one of those train cars with a berth, or what do they call it? She says, I'll take the lower bunk, and I don't want any, you know. He goes, I know. So he is in the bunk, lying up there, and there's a curtain drawn, but he can still see her. And he's watching her get ready for bed, and she's a gorgeous woman, but then he realizes when she reaches up and pulls her wig off, that gorgeous hair wasn't her hair. Then she peels her eyelashes off. And then she reaches down and pulls her boob fake padding out. She's flat-chested. He's thinking, my goodness. And then she reaches down and takes off one of her legs. It's artificial. And she sees the curtain is kind of open, and he looks up, and he's staring at her from the upper bunk. He's watched her take off her hair. He's watched her take off her eyelashes. He's watched her take her boobs out that weren't real, and now a leg. And she says, what do you want? He goes, you know what I want. Pull it out and throw it up here. I don't think that part came off. There you go, ladies. You know, back to the old 50s way of thinking. Look as good as you can, you might lose that man. Of course, it goes both ways, too. I don't get this. In L.A., there is a it's like a warehouse. What they've done is they are recreating what it was like to fly on a Pan Am 747 back in the early 70s. So people pay to pretend they're getting, and you're greeted. You go up, you go up the steps, and the flight attendant dressed like you're just. They greet you. They have first class. They have they do an actual meal. Everything as if you were really flying. Now I don't get that. I don't know. And when you hear the price of this thing, it's like all you get is to sit on a plane, sitting in a warehouse. You're pretending you're going somewhere, but you're really not. And the service is okay, but it's still air flying. And I think it's $300 per person, and they're booked solid with people who want to pretend they're flying.
It's
in
the 70s. Catch Me If You Can era, where
where the women,
Pan Am,
exactly. It says the experience begins when the guests walk to the check-in counter. There's a gate agent. You look up and it's checked your flight. It's on time. You get a boarding pass. Exactly like you were taking a flight. But, you know, I was wrong. $295 per person. I thought it was $300.
Wow.
I should have known better. Elaborate meals. They do Pan Am almonds. They even recreate the little packages from back then. You know what? I'm sure that's kind of neat, but sorry. $300 a piece? I don't think so. Let's get the ladies in. Ladies, come in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I don't see anything wrong, though, with that attitude of we want women a certain size, a certain look. It's show business, in a sense.
Oh, sure. Right. Yeah.
The whole flight attendant thing. I don't understand why anybody gets all up in arms when certain jobs, you should
you need
have
to look a certain
appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. This guy comes home from work, and he walks in with a stranger, somebody his wife has never seen, unannounced, 5:30, here he is. And his wife said, who's this? He says, oh, it's my best buddy. I introduced him, Tim, it's my wife. Tim, he's in high school, we're best friends in high school. I just found out he's in town. And I said, hey, man, come on over to the house. So I just brought him home with me. She says, really? You just brought him home with you? Now, you want to call me? Now it's uncomfortable, so the guy's buddy decides to sit down. And the wife lays into the husband. She says, well, that's easy for you, I guess. You don't have makeup to deal with. Look at me. Look at me. I haven't had any time to do makeup. Look at my hair. Look at my hair. It's a mess. This house. Look at this house. This house is a mess. Oh, and the dishes aren't done. But I'm supposed to have dinner ready and have dishes to put the dinner on. Well, I'm sorry, but the dishes are dirty. And by the way, so are the sheets. They're dirty, too. And I'm PMSing today, and I got news for you. I'm not about to cook dinner for some friend you bring home unannounced. Why is he even here? And her husband said, well, I wanted him to come with me because he's thinking about getting married.
All right, we do have a couple of problems out on the highways. Well, one problem, one's been fixed, but the one problem we have is north and southbound 67 down in Jefferson County. Boy, that is jammed up in both directions. Looks like we may have an accident right at Victoria Road. Southbound traffic backed up a little bit south of 55 northbound to Highway CC. They have cleared that stalled vehicle or accident that was on eastbound Highway 40 at McKnight. All lanes are open. You're still running slow, though, from Highway 270 to about Clayton Morrison, and then things open up after that. We have southbound 170 jamming up from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 70 is slow now from about Riverview out through Hanley. Eastbound 270 jams up from 370 through New Florissant. You have westbound 364 a bit heavy from Bennington Place out through Highway 94, and southbound 270 still pretty solid between Page and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. The new Subway Autumn Carved Turkey Sandwich is served with thick-cut carved turkey, a new sweet cranberry mustard sauce, and sliced cheddar cheese, all on freshly baked 9-grain wheat bread. Try it today at Subway. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Desk.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. This is the Big 550.
Yeah, baby.
KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
There are a lot of reasons Chris Costner is a Hillary Clinton corrupt liberal career politician. Hillary Clinton just gave him $500,000 more. $500,000 to control Missouri for the next 4 years. Together, Clinton and Costner support bigger Obamacare, higher taxes, partial birth abortion, and unbridled corruption. Hillary Clinton knows Chris Costner will be a rubber stamp for her radical big government agenda. Why else would she give him $500,000 to buy this election?
This is Governor Mike Pence. Just wanted to take a minute from the campaign trail to share my strong personal support for Eric Greitens. Eric is a good friend and a true patriot. He's pro-life, pro-family, and Eric will fight for our constitutional limited government principles because that's what he's done his whole life. Take it from me, Mike Pence. Eric Greitens is a conservative warrior. He'll make you proud as your next governor.
Eric Greitens for governor.
Paid for by Greitens for Missouri, Jeff Stearman, Treasurer.
If you're thinking about selling or buying a home, don't do it alone. I'm Kathy with the Kathy Helbig Real Estate Group. In a seller's market, spotting potential challenges are key to maximizing price and, more importantly, keeping your sale from falling through. Every real estate transaction is vastly different. While we strive for every step to be hassle-free, multiple providers and people do impact the process. Any one of them can jeopardize a sale or purchase of your home. Once your home is under contract, how do you keep a good deal from going bad? Execution. Our team makes all the difference. That's why when I started in the business 20 years ago, it was my goal to make the buying and selling experience exceptional. So I built a team of experts and service professionals to take the burden off you and sell your home for top dollar fast. The fall market is hot. If you're looking to buy, sell, or build, call us today at 314-276-SOLD. That's 276-7653. Or visit KathyHelbiggroup.com. Call us today and expect to be moved. Keller Williams Realty West.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attack. contacts with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight Kay is bringing common sense back to state government. Kay sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight Kay supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, Kay secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight Kay for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East. Paid for by Citizens for Kay.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Annual enrollment is upon us, and it's time to look at your 2017 Medicare plan options. You're invited to attend a Medicare seminar. Seminars will be at the Sunset Hills Community Center on Wednesday, November 2nd and Thursday, November 17th, or at River Chase in Fenton on Thursday, November 10th. All seminars start at 10:30 a.m. Local and regional carriers will be discussed. Please call to register for one of the seminars or with questions. Call Carol Johnson at 314-397-6300.
How do you keep love alive when everything seems to be conspiring against it? Robin Roberts' new podcast, Everybody's Got Something, asked basketball legend Magic Johnson and his wife Cookie.
How do you trust again? When we broke the first engagement, what we did was we started becoming friends again.
I never tried to change her, and she never tried to change me.
Celebrating love in the face of every challenge. On Robin Roberts' Everybody's Got Something, proudly sponsored by Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Subscribe for free on iTunes.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry Free Show.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
As football fans, Raising Cane's believes in Russian quarterbacks, but not our hot, fresh 24-hour marinated chicken. We believe in running out the clock, but never out of our refreshing sweet tea and lemonade. And we believe in supporting our teams with the same passion we have for serving our customers. Because when it comes to football season, we go all out. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Tim, where's your band playing this week? Oh, wait, no.
That's not him. That's the other
guy.
Got a
kazoo band.
Yeah, he doesn't fill in for him as a bass player. We're going out to a visit with a guy who was in a band, like a lot of guys were in high school. His name is Mike Evans. He's not in a band anymore.
He was in a fake band, too.
He was in a real band and then a fake band. That's exactly right. And he is in the Coachella Valley. He's brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Annie Guns is a fantastic restaurant, and right next door is a fantastic market. They're on the east end of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse, folks, gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. They sell thousands of them. and there's a good reason why. Would you please welcome Mike Evans?
Give it up.
You hear that? A Tarzan yell.
Sounds like when I had the kidney stone on me. One quick question. Name the name of the star who recently said, quote, "Down deep, I think I hate America."
Oh.
Chris Rock, Michael Moore, Tommy Chong, Oliver Stone. Is it true? Madonna called NFL officials, offered to do one number with the Gaga at the Super Bowl halftime. NFL called the Gaga, and the Gaga couldn't stop laughing except long enough to say, absolutely not. That's ridiculous. Gaga hates Madonna. I'm not surprised Madonna didn't call Gaga to try to get it done. Had no way that was ever going to happen.
No.
The television network called Sundance.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with it.
Do you do a lot of movies?
Yep.
Well, they're switching. 50s, 60s, and 70s sitcoms and television shows.
Don't we have enough of that?
There's a lot of that.
Wow.
They're cheap to get, and they make money, I guess. Movie box office update. No surprise here. Keeping Up with the Joneses, which I gave 1.5 stars on Friday, cost $50 million, and only brought in $6 million. Last weekend, another flop for Fox Studios.
That's the John Hamm thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks stupid.
Instant movie review. It won't be out till December 2nd. I'll remind you when it gets closer. Jackie stars Natalie Portman, who plays former First Lady Jackie Kennedy. And it picks up the beginning of the movie right when Kennedy is shot. And it shows her when he was shot and then her life until it ended. Raising two kids alone, the politics, her state of being. Great movie, and Natalie Portman is fabulous. Jackie, 4 stars.
Wow, I think a lot of older women especially, because they loved Jackie Kennedy, man.
Yeah, true. Now, this is an old item now because the government has changed its policy. But this morning, my next item, I said usually I stay away from politics. But there's something very, very wrong when we demand our National Guard sign a contract to go back to war zone and give them $15,000 if they sign the contract. They do. They get the money. They go to Iraq. And then when they come back, now years later, they're being told they have to pay back the $15,000.
Yeah. My guess is this fire is going to be put out real quickly.
It's already been put out, but it's put out this afternoon.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Good. How ridiculous.
We won't pay our soldiers and a lot of them came back with no limbs and blind and dead. So we won't pay them, but we'll give Iran $150 billion.
Don't get started.
Okay. New York Post headline above the story that the Russian president is furious with American government, saying that the Russians were behind the hacking of American companies and political parties. New York Post headline screams, Putin up dukes in cyber fight.
I get it. Putin.
Putin up dukes in the cyber fight.
Got it.
You like that one?
I like it.
Pretty good. Dayton history, born on this date, 1947, Charlie's Angels, Jacqueline Smith.
Yeah.
And Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
69 years old today. And born 1 year before that, Pat Sajak, who is 70, host of Wheel of Fortune, also a Vietnam hero.
And a really funny guy.
You never get to
see that on Wheel of Fortune, but he's very funny.
I think interesting he's a war hero, too.
I'm sorry?
Interesting that he's a war hero, too.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he was a war hero.
No. And finally, name the name of the star who recently said, quote, "Down deep, I think I hate America." Chris Rock, Michael Moore, Tommy Chong, Oliver Stone.
Tim? I'm going to say Oliver Stone.
I'll say Tommy Chong.
And I think we're supposed to go for a Michael Moore. I'm going to go Chris Rock.
The answer is Chris Rock.
Yeah. Well, Chris Rock has every reason to hate America. Look how terrible it's been to him. Look how what a struggle it is for him to even get enough to pay. Oh, wait a second. Oh, he's very wealthy.
No, wait. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of somebody
I would have thought Oliver Stone after him coming back from Vietnam and seeing
any one of those was actually a good candidate.
Yeah.
And not one of them in if they'd said any of those names, you wouldn't be shocked.
Right.
Put it that way. It's kind of like when you hear that Barbara Streisand says this politically, you're not surprised at all. Because it's that crowd, that Hollywood crowd. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Smokehouse Market is right next door to Annie Gunn's. And they're east of all the other stuff. Down in Chesterfield Valley, gift cards are always a very, very good idea. I said I would mention this, and I forgot it in the Playhouse, so we've got enough time. We'll go through it now. This is not made up. I saw this woman's picture. Her name is Sarah Massey. She's 33, mother of two from Chicago, has what is believed to be the world's biggest butt. What I'm about to tell you is based on her actual measurements of her waistline and her buttocks area. Her butt, from left to right, the width of her butt is 7 feet.
What?
Yeah. Now, I'm 6 feet tall. If I would lie down on the ground and you look left to right, to add another foot, that would be her butt.
Oh, man.
On the ground. 7 feet wide. She requires a pair of 10 XL pants. And they did some, they did a little math and measured the amount of butt flesh those pants will hold, okay, based on the, the distance from the crotch to the gun and the width and the left and the right and the, and they have a formula for that, for getting the same way you get cubic feet or something. Her pants, Sarah Massey's pants, are big enough that all of the Kardashian sisters' butts would fit in those pants.
Oh.
Now that's big.
Whoa.
Yep. That's big. 7 feet. That's the width of like a smart car. That's how wide this woman's butt is. So congratulations to... Hey, that story, is that still... Is she still alive? Remember that woman now? Some guy did this years ago.
Trying to eat
Trying to become the fattest woman ever and eating everything in
sight. Usually they break up with the partner, because usually the partner is the one that...
Well, they have to do everything.
Yes. And usually when they break up, they usually wise up and say, all right, I don't want to do that anymore.
So is she still going, or is she dead, or what was she, like 1,100 or 1,200?
Yeah, I can't remember how high she was getting up to, but yeah.
How desperate are you for attention when you go, well, you know what, I'm already 700 pounds. I think I'll gain another 500 or 600, and I'll get famous.
Exactly.
I'll be the size of a boxcar.
Well,
sad.
And those really big, it's mostly women. I think all women, where they make money by getting on a webcam and having a guy, you know, and wearing very little, which that'll just let your mind wander there. And guys pay to watch them eat.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Are these fat chicks?
No, they're monstrous. Like,
so
you know, 500, 600, 700 pounds. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's pretty
crazy. Everybody's got something.
Exactly.
Everybody got his or her thing. That one, I don't get. All these people, a lot of these people claim they don't have any money, but they buy crap like that. They subscribe to some, you know, website or something.
Oh, there's so much out there.
Yeah, we don't even ever want to know.
No. I've gone down some roads I wish I didn't.
We'll pretend everybody is normal. Yeah, like us. First Community Credit Union, congratulations to them. They now have 43 locations. October 15th, just a couple of weeks ago, they opened location number 43. It's on Watson Road in, of course, Crestwood, the 9,000 block of Watson Road. So congratulations. And to help celebrate that, you can go to any First Community Credit Union location and take part in the 100 Reasons Auto Loan Refinance Promotion. That's a big name. What it means is if you will move your car loan from wherever it is that's not First Community and bring it over to First Community, they'll put $100 in your account. Just boom, just like that. It's that easy. And what you're probably going to find is now your car payment's also lower. That happens a lot because they're very competitive on their car loan rates. So You got a car loan? Not at First Community? Move it over. $100. And congratulations again. Now they really are, more than ever, the number one and largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They also have great rates. They got depending on your credit for car loan, I'll give you an example, like 1.99 for 36 months if you got great credit. So worth checking into First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
All right, I'm looking at a new accident now. It's on westbound Highway 44 just after Jefferson. The two left lanes are blockhead. You backed up to 55. You're slow again from Grand out through Kings Highway, Hampton area. We're also running slow on southbound 270 from south of Page now down through Doherty Ferry. And then some slow pockets. Yeah, it's all the way down through Tesson Ferry. Also on, they're still working with the accident or signal problems. I'm not sure at Victoria Road. That's causing problems north and southbound 67 in Jefferson County. Looks like they've started the road work already on southbound 255 between Dupo and Columbia. You're slow there. Westbound 70 is heavy between Jennings Station Road through Hanley, and eastbound 270 now is a little more normal. McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Then stop by Advance and they'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Desk.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
We're taking the show on the road, going up to the old state capitol in Springfield. It's our latest Issues in Education, brought to you by ITNER from 10 until noon. We'll talk to some of those education leaders in Illinois. And also, I'm sure we're going to find ourselves a horseshoe. It all starts at 10.
The Martin Kilcoin Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Don't miss Kohl's 50% off sale Thursday through Saturday. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield in Missouri, we're proud of our 80-year history throughout the state. From St. Louis to Jefferson City and Columbia, from Joplin to Springfield and Cape Girardeau, Anthem serves more than 1 million Missourians all across this great state. Last year, we committed to nearly $1.6 million and countless volunteer hours to local charities that make a difference in the lives of those we serve. We're an active part of your community. We are Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield in Missouri.
With a Kohler standby generator from CK Power, your power stays on even when the rest of the neighborhood is in the dark. Kohler natural gas and propane-powered backup generators can restore power to your home or business in as little as 10 seconds. They're recognized by the National Home Builders Association and Consumer Reports as the highest quality and best value choices when protecting your home from power interruptions. CK Power has been a Kohler Power Systems distributor for more than 30 years and provides engineering, power system application expertise, sales, parts, preventive maintenance service, and year-round 24-hour emergency service. Don't be left
left in the dark. Get a Kohler standby generator from CK Power's professional commitment to quality installation and service. Kohler standby generators from CK Power, your complete source for engine and generator power. Call 1-855-CK-POWER or online at ckpower.com.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
This is Howard Richards. It's the final week in October, and this weekend, the Mizzou Tigers try to avenge last year's loss to the Kentucky Wildcats.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
Pre-game starts Saturday morning at 9, kickoff at 11 on your home for the Missouri Tigers.
Touchdown, Missouri!
The Big 550, KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Yeah, thanks to Tim Weiland for sitting in for Dan. Thank you, folks, for listening. Be good to Scott Sherman tomorrow. He'll be in for me. Going to have some test run. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, ya.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Wildwood. To pair.